Seth's Bab Basra, Daf Kuf Yud, six lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Tesla and Beis, and we previously were discussing the Pasha of the Pesel Shomicha that is discussed in Shaiftim, and the Pasuk states, Vayhi Narim Beis Lechem Yehuda, Mim Mishpachas Yehuda, Vuhu Levi, Vuhu Garsham, and the Gemara already explained that the name of this priest was actually Yohinesin, and as the Pasuk in Shaiftim states, Vayhinesin Ben Gershom Menasha, Hu Vanav Hayakoinim Leshevet Adani, and even though Yohinesin's grandfather's name was not Menasha, his grandfather was really Moshe Rabbeinu, as his father was Gershom ben Moshe, and as the Pasuk states in Devarim, B'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer. However, the Gemara explained, M'toich she'asa ma'isa Menashe, taloya kasa b'Menashe. And similarly, we know that Yohinesim was from Moshe, and therefore he was from Shevet Levi, and even though the Pasuk states that he was Mishpachas Yehuda, but M'toich she'asa ma'isa Menashe, da'asim Yehuda, taloya kasa b'Yehuda. And our Gemara now begins, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar states, La'ilim yidabik adam b'toivim, shari Moshe sh'nasa bas Yisra, yotzim meni Yohinesin, that a person should always make sure to attach himself to people that are good, as because Moshe Rabbeinu married a daughter of Yisrael, and Yisrael was a Kohen Oin, and Moshe's children did not come from pure stock, and therefore ultimately his grandson was Yohinesin, who was the Kohen for the Pesel Shalmicha. And Rabbi Elazar continues, Aaron Shenasa Basim Minadav Yotzer Mena Pinchas, and since Aaron married a daughter of Aminadav, so therefore Pinchas came out of Aaron, and we know that Nachshon Ben Aminadav was the Mnasi of Shevet Yehuda, and therefore Aminadav was a Chashev person. Therefore, the great-grandfather of Yohinesin was Yisrael, and the great-grandfather of Pinchas was Aminadav. And the Gemara is, so Pinchas lab mi Yisrael yasi, that l'chayr hakar Abelazar bring a raya, because Pinchas came from Aminadav, but l'maisa Pinchas also came from Yisrael, and not only did Pinchas come from Yisrael, but Pinchas had a closer relationship to Yisrael than Yohinesin had to Yisrael, and as we already saw, that Yohinesin's great-grandfather was Yisrael, and meanwhile, as we will see, Pinchas's grandfather was Yisrael, and as Rashbam points out, that Pinchas came in Bas Yisrael, as his mother was the daughter of Yisrael, Al Makarv Hoyal Yisrael Yosim Yoinesin Ben Gershom, Vafilu Hachi Chasid Haya, and even so, Pinchas was a Chasid, Ve'ein Lulmoy Mikan, Shidabek Adam Metoivim, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar can't bring Raya from here, that a person should attach himself to people that are good, Shrei Elazar V. Pinchas, Lokach Bas Yisrael, as Elazar, who was the father of Pinchas, married the daughter of Yisrael, and therefore Yisrael was his grandfather, V'yotzimen and Pinchas, and even so he had Pinchas, Vim Aaron Dovik Betoivim, and even though it's true that Aaron got married to someone that came from good stock, and he was married to Bas Aminadav, but Elazar ben Noi, Lo David Bektoivim, and even so, Pinchas, who was a great tzaddik, came from such a union. And the Gemara continues, that how do we know that Pinchas came from Yisrael? V'aksiv, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Ve'ira states, V'Elazar ben Aaron, Lokach Loi B'nei Sputia, Loi L'Isha, V'Atel Loi Es Pinchas, Eile Rosh Ha'Ovis Halvim, L'Mishvachaisam, and the Gemara explains its Raya as Ma'ilav, M'B'nei Yisrael, Shepita Magalam Avedizara, that it must be when the Pasuk states that Elazar married the daughter of Putiel, it's referring to the daughter of Yisrael, because he originally was a Kohen Midian, and he was a priest for Avodah Zarah, and Yisrael fattened calves for Avodah Zarah, and that's why he was called Putiel, which comes from combining the words of Puti and Ale. Gemara continues and states, Loi, that's not necessarily true, that Elazar married one of the daughters of Yisrael, as being B'nai Yosef, as really Elazar was married to one of the daughters of Yosef. The reason why the Torah states, for Elazar ben Aaron, Lokach Loi, M'B'nai Putiel, if it's referring to Yosef, Shepit B'Bi Yisrael, as Yosef was tempted multiple times by the wife of Potiphar, and he fought with his Yetzirah, and he was able to win over the Yetzirah, and he didn't ultimately give in to the Yetzirah. And as Rashbam says, Masters Menuchom Keneged Yitzroi, Keramin Lakamom Bepirkon, Chutz Bizokin Echot, Shay Mefatvi Kenegdoi. And the Gemara continues and asks, how can you tell me that Elazar married the daughter of Yosef, Valoi, Shvatim Mavazim Yosef Vomrim, Reisim Ben Putizer, Ben Shapitim Avi Imoy, Agolam Avizora, Yarig Nossi Shay Mizral? We know that Rabbi Elazar himself in Masech Sanhedrin tells us that at the time that Pinchas went and killed Zimri, who was the Nasi of Shimon, the rest of the Shvatim were being Mevazah Pinchas, and they said, look at the son of Puti, and certainly if they were being Mevazah him, they weren't calling him Ben Puti, based on him being a grandson of Yosef, as certainly the word Puti would be a mile for him, as Yosef was Pit Baby Yitzray, and certainly when the Yidden was saying to him that you are Ben Puti, they would be Mevazah him, that how could you kill Zimri, who was a Nasi, if you are not Roy Lukach, as you are a grandson of Yisrael, and he was a Kohen Oin, and he fattened calves for Avodah Zarah, and therefore, how could you go and kill Nasi B'Yisrael, and how could you have a right to kill Zimri, who is the Nasi of Shimon? And the Gemara's point is that how could Rabbi Elazar himself state, La'ilam Yudavik Adam B'Toivim, and he brings a raya from Yohinesin and from Pinchas, Rabbi Elazar himself is the Baal Memor Masechta Sanhedrin that teaches us that Pinchas was a grandson of Yisrael, and therefore the Torah had to tell us Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen in order to show us that he was actually a grandson of Aaron HaKohen, and it was Oyev Shalom V'Roid of Shalom. We continue on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and the Gemara explains explains that Inachanami Pinchas was a Ben Taivim, and the reason is because Pinchas didn't come directly from Yisrael, and his mother wasn't the daughter of Yisrael, but his mother was a descendant of Yisrael, but she was also a descendant of Yosef. Therefore, he was definitely more of a Ben Taivim than Yohanesin, as Yohanesin's grandfather was Yisrael, and therefore, although it's true that Pinchas was also a descendant of Yisrael, while the Maisa Pinchas was a much further relationship away from Yisrael than Yohanesin, as Yohanesin's great-grandfather was Yisrael, and as the Gemara explains, Eli Yavur de Ime Mi Yosef, Ime de Ime Mi Yisrael, Yavur de Ime Mi Yisrael, Ime de Ime Mi Yosef, and the Gemara explains that both the memories that we had previously were correct, and when the Pasuk states, V'elazar ben Aaron, Lakach Lo Yimei Bnei Putiel, it's actually referring to Yisrael and to Yosef. Certainly, Elazar did not marry either the daughter of Yosef or the daughter of Yisrael. However, he married a descendant of both Yisrael and of Yosef. And as Rashbam states, V'hilkochi Efshe Shetei Imei Bas Yisrael Mamish, D'ma Inyan Bas Yisrael Eitzel Shevet Yosef, as certainly Elazar came from Levi, therefore either his mother was from Yisrael and he was the grandson of Yisrael, or his mother came from Yosef and he would be a grandson of Yosef, and certainly it would be impossible that his mother would have been from both Yosef and from Yisrael, and it must be that the Pasuk is just telling us that his mother was a descendant of both Yosef and Yisrael. And as Rashbam continues, U'mahashtu matzina l'meima shedor revi o'idor chamishi ho'yo pinchas l'bas Yisrael v'lo yo'yo karv l'Yisrael k'yoynisim megashim, and therefore Rabbi Elazar's memory is correct that la'ilum yidavik adam b'toivim, based on the fact that Moshe married the daughter of Yisrael, Moshe's grandson was Yohanesin, and Yohanesin was the great-grandson of Yisrael, while Pinchas was the grandson of Aaron and the great-grandson of Aminadav. And even though it's true that he had some relationship to Yisrael, but that was a much further relationship, and therefore it's not relevant to the equation. And as the Gemara explains, either Pinchas' mother's father was from Yosef, while his mother's grandmother was from Yisrael, or his grandmother's father was from Yisrael and was one of the children of Yisrael, and his mother's mother was from Yosef. Rashbam explains, when the Gemara stated Imi de Imi Yisrael, it can't mean that his mother's mother was from Yisrael, which would mean that Pinchas' grandmother was the daughter of Yisrael, the Imkain Karvul Yisrael Kiyonison. As if that would be the case, then his relationship to Yisrael would be exactly the same as Yohanesin, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn anything from Moshe and Aaron, and we would still have the same question on Rabbi Elazar, and therefore it must be when the Gemara says Ima de Ime Mi Yisrael, it means that in some generation above him he was from Yisrael, but it doesn't necessarily mean that was two generations. And Rashbam makes a similar cheshbon in Diba Maschel Avur de Ime Mi Yisrael, and the entire time the Rashbam is trying to figure out how it would end up that Yohanesin had a closer relationship to Yisrael than Pinchas did. However, Ayin and Taisis Diba Maschel Eli Avur de Ime Mi Yosef Ime de Ime Mi Yisrael, Taisis is actually bothered with this question and explains the Gemara differently than Rashbam, as Taisis bothered him Taima Im Kain Hech Pinchas Ben Tevin Tvei Mi Yohanesin Shrei Ime de Ime de Pinchas Mi Yisrael Asya Ki Hech de Ime de Avur de Yohanesin Mi Yisrael Asya. And therefore it turns out that both Yohanesin and Pinchas were great-grandchildren of Pinchas. Taisis answers that Ina Chanami, although it's true that Yohanesin and Pinchas were both great-grandson of Yisrael, however Yishleim Meshum She Yohanesin Hay Mitzada Av She Avid Ben Bas Yisrael or Pinchas Mitzada Aim, since Yohanesin's relationship to Yisrael was through his father and Pinchas' relationship to Yisrael was through his mother, therefore we consider Yohanesin to be a closer relationship to Yisrael than Pinchas was, and therefore Rabbi Elazar's Raya is still valid. The Gemara now continues, Dekanami, and I'll bring you a Raya that I'm correct. Pinchas was related both to Yosef and to Yisrael, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, that Elazar married Benois Putiel Parti, and therefore it's mashma that he actually was related both to Yisrael and to Yosef, and Shema Minod is a good Raya. And Rashbam brings two different explanations to the word Putiel Parti mashma. And Rashbam explains, Midloi Kosa Putel Beloi Yud, and since the Pasuk could have said Mibnois Putel, and it didn't have to add a Yud, and it added a Yud, Hilkoch Shnei Petuim Dashinon, Shepitbet Vishapitim, and therefore we learn out both Rashis, and we learn that not only did Elazar marry a descendant of Yisrael, but he also married a descendant of Yosef. Rashbam continues, Inami Minichsim Mibnois Putiel, as since the Pasuk used the Lashim Mibnois, and doesn't say Bas Putiel, the Mashma Mishte Bonish Shepitbet Upitim, that's Mashma, he married the two daughters, one from Yosef and one from Yisrael, Midloiksib Bas Putiel, and Kain Ner Be'inai, and Rashbam likes the second pshat better than the first pshat. And the Gemara now continues that since we mentioned that Aaron HaKohen married the daughter of Aminadav, so the Gemara states, Amrava Hanesi Isha Tzarech Shivduk Bacha, prior to someone marrying a woman, he should check out and investigate her brothers, Shenema Vayikach Aaron Esed Lishavah Bas Aminadav, Achos Nachshoin, as Benegir Aaron HaKohen, it states that Aaron got married to Lishavah, who is the daughter of Aminadav, who is the sister of Nachshoin, and we know that Nachshon was the son of Aminadav, as the Pasuk clearly states that when it speaks about the Nesiim, and as the Gemara states, that since it states in the Pasuk that Aaron's wife Elisheva was the daughter of Minadav, so certainly we know that she was the sister of Nachshon, and Matam Lema Achos Nachshon, so why is it her Mishnah specify that she was the sister of Nachshon, Mikan Shanesa Isha Tzor Shivda Bachel, and therefore we see from here that prior to getting married to a wife, you should investigate her brothers. And Rava didn't tell us the reason why you should investigate her brothers. Therefore, the Gemara continues and gives us the reason. As Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Roy Bonim Doimin Lachayim, that most children that a person has is similar to his mother's brother, as Lamaisa, the mother was brought up together with that son, and therefore you'll understand what type of chinuch that she's used to and what type of chinuch that she wants. And Rashbam explains, Milamin Shabadik Bachel, Lefish Hoysachis Nachshin Shay Nasi Lamati Huda, Mitech Shivusa Lakach Lakha. The Pasuk is actually teaching us that the reason why Aaron HaKohen married Elisheva was because he knew that her brother was Nachshon, and because of the Chashivas of Nachshon and the Yichus of Nachshon, that's why he married Elisheva. And the Gemara will now continue to discuss the story about Yehoinasin and the Pesel Micha, as the Pasuk states in Shaftim, Hema in base Micha, Vehema Qis Kirlanar Halevi, Vesur Sham Vayomloi, Miyaviachaloim, Umat Isa Bazel, Umalachapai. This Pasuk is discussing that the spies that came from Shevet Dan and they were staying at Micha's house, they met up with Yehoinasin, who was the priest for the Avodah Zarah, and they asked him all these questions, and the Gemara explains, Amuloi, that they said to him, Lav mi Moshe Kasis, aren't you Moshe's grandson, and therefore how could it be that you would stoop so low and you'd go and serve Avodah Zarah? How do we know that this is what they said to him, Dechsebe, as when Moshe was by the snare, the Pasuk states, Al Tikra Aloyim, this is Merumas in the Pasuk when it states, Mi Aviyach Aloyim, and another simon to this is, Lav mi Moshe Kasis, Dechsebe, Maze Biyadecha, as when Moshe was performing the Isais, it says, what's in your hand, and he made a snake out of it. Therefore, they were Merumas to this when they said, Umaato Isa Bazer, and finally, Lav mi Moshe Kasis, Dechsebe, Vata Poyamari Murdi, that by Kabbalah Satayra, Kaj Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you should stay with me. They were Merumas to this when they said, Umalachapai, and they asked him, Tasakrim Avodah Zarah, that how could it be that you would be a priest for Avodah Zarah? Gemara continues, Amalahan, that Yohannes would respond to them, Kachman Kablani, Besa Viabo, that this is the Kabbalah I have for my grandfather and for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Lord of Yascha Adamatsman Avodah Zarah, by Yitzhak Rabbias, in order to have Panasa, a person should even hire himself out to Avodah Zarah, and as Rashbam states, Elishli Hilibul Avodah Zarah, as long as he's not having his heart into Avodah Zarah, and he's not really going after Avodah Zarah, this way he'll have Panasa, and he shouldn't have to come on to other people. And the Gemara explains that Yohannesson made a mistake, as Vahu Savo Avodah Zarah Mamish, as Yohannesson thought that this meant that he should hire himself out for Avodah Zarah itself. However, Loi, but that's not true, Al Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah Loi, what he meant to say is that you should hire yourself out to the Avodah that's foreign to you, and as Rashbam explains, that even if he's a person that's very Choshev, and the only way that he can make Panasa is by doing some sort of work which is beneath his stature, but Lemaisa there isn't any Isser involved in doing that work, then certainly you should do that work and make sure you make a Panasa, and you shouldn't come on to Tzedakah and be dependent on people. And the Gemara states, could only Rav Rav Kana, and this is similar to what Rav said to Rav Kana, the Toish Nevilta Beshuka Ushkoil Agra, that in order to make money, they should even hire yourself out to skin hides in the middle of a marketplace, and even though it is a Malacha Gerua, but even so, you should do so in order that you should not be Mitzdarach Lebriyais. Rashbam explains, V'tol Igra Kleima Hav Shiterni B'schar B'shuk Le'in Kol Ve'in Kan Chil Hashem Klal, and even though you're great Tamu Chacham, that would not be considered Chil Hashem. V'loi Karina Be'yem Asni Avoy Mavis that she learned from Sefer Shabbos Tamu Chacham Sheish V'Val V'Bigdai Avalas Malach L'Spanes In Kan Gnai. Certainly, since you're doing this for Panasa, therefore that's not considered Gnai, and it would not be a Chil Hashem. And as the Gemara continues, V'loi Tema Gav Rabba No V'Zil B'Milso, and you shouldn't say I'm a Gav Rabba, and therefore it's a bizarre for me to do so. And Rashbam points out, Hachigasinon V'loi Tema Gav Rabba No V'Ister Gasina Nami V'loi Tema Kahana No, and you shouldn't say I'm a Kohen, that Kohen Ani V'Choshev V'Gnai Liadavo. And Taisa Dima Mascha V'loi Tema Kahana No. Being Tam explains that it doesn't mean that you shouldn't say that I'm a Kohen, but it means you shouldn't say that I'm Rav Kahana, and therefore I am too Choshev for this work, and this work is beneath my dignity. V'loi Mepleisha Yekohen. The Gemara doesn't mean that he shouldn't say that I am a Kohen, the Lav Kohen Havo, as Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen. And Taisa brings Rayas from various Gemaras where we see that Rav Kahana himself wasn't a Kohen, although his wife was a Bas Kohen. The Gemara continues, Kivin Shirah David Shemamun Chavala B'Yesa, that since David saw that the only reason why Yonason was acting as a priest for the Avodah Zarah was because he needed money, and he saw how much he loved money, so we know a lot of Itrais, so he gave him a job, and he appointed him over his treasuries. And then, as the Pasuk states in Divrei Hayamim, Ushvul ben Gershom ben Moshe Nogad Al Itzaris, and as Rashbam points out, that we know Gershom only had one son, and we saw beforehand that Gershom's son was Yonason, and therefore the Gemara asks, that how can you say his name was Shvul if his name was really Yonason? And I'm Rabbi Echran, Sheshav Lekel B'Chalibai, that this Pasuk is referring to Yonason after he did Tshuva, and he was Shav Lekel B'Chalibai, and that's why he was called Shvuel. And Ayin Rashbam, who states, Gershom Bonim Kim Zebelvad, Kirsibidiriyom, Bnei Gershom, Shmuel Harish, and therefore we see that Gershom only had one child, and the Gemara states, Shav Lekal Choliboy, Achshav Shahili Momen Habe, and now that he had a lot of money, he did Shuvah, Vimashum de Sivianis, Med Gershom Nasha, who bought a Koyan Lashavi Adoni, Adyon Gleis Arts, and Rashbam is bothered that Lachari the Pasik tells us, Yehonasin and his descendants were always the priests of the Pesel of Micha until the point that they went to Golis, and as Rashbam states, Ramin Besay the Oilam, Adyon Shigolam Matadon, Psalish. And therefore, how can you say that Yohanes in the Tshuva? The Rashbam states that Yerushalmi in the last parak of Masechtas Brachos, the Yerushalmi asks this question, and the Yerushalmi answers that Ein Chanami during the time of David, Yohanes in the Tshuva, but at a later point, Shlomo removed him from his post, and therefore he was Yachzel Asurai, and he went back off the Derech, and once again he became the Kohen for the Pesel Shalmicha. And Ayin Rashbam who points out that we see that Yohanes, who was a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, lived until the time of Shlomo, and the reason why he had his chus for such a richas Yomim was because he never really believed in the Avodah Zarah, and every time that someone came to serve this Avodah Zarah, he actually tried to dissuade them, and he tried to show them why the Avodah Zarah really wasn't helpful, Ayin Shom. And Ayin Intesis, Diva Masal, Shvul Ben Gershom Ben Moshe, Hochi Gassina, Moshe, She'in Lekresa, Shem Menashe, as at that point, it's impossible that the Gesa of the Yomim would be Menashe, Shavik Vashah, B'choliboy, as at this point, he really did Tshuva, and therefore, it wouldn't be proper to call him based on Menashe, V'yeis Tigurish, Ben Menashe, of the time of the Ayin Shom, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah. The first category of the Mishnah was Ve'ilu Neichlu Manchilin, and we already discussed Ha'avas Abonim, and the Mishnah continued Ve'abonim Esav, and sons inherit their father. Rashbam explains that since the Mishnah stated Ve'abonim Esav and didn't state Ve'abonim Ve'abonim Esav, so it's mashmur that sons take precedence over daughters, and they would yashin their father prior to daughters, and if there are sons and daughters, only the sons would yashin, and the daughters of the mace would not receive any inheritance. And the Rashbam is bothered that the mice in the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, we know that the Gemara teaches us that daughters receive Isin Chosim for the dowry, and they receive Isin Chosim prior to sons. And the Rashbam explains that that is only one of Takons Chachamim for daughters, and is not based on a Din D'Oraisa, and certainly sons take precedence over daughters. And the Gemara therefore asks Minolan that how do we know that it is true? And the Gemara explains Dichsiv as the Pasuk states in Pashas Pinchas, Del Bnei Yisrael Tadah Belema Ish Kiyomus Ben Einloi, Vavatim is Nachlos Lebitoi, Taimu de Einloi Ben, Hayesh Leben, Ben Koidim, and it's Mashma that the only reason why daughters inherit is only because there weren't sons, but if there would have been sons, then the sons would Yashin, and the daughters would not receive Yerusha. Ayin Rashbam, Dibel Maschel, Dichsiv Ishkiyamus Uben Einloi, Vahavlik the Michtav Ishkiyamus Uben Ubas Einloi, and the Pasuk should have stated that if a person dies and he doesn't have a son and a daughter, and he only has a daughter, then Vavatim is Nachlos Lebitoi, or Inami Ishkiyamus. Or if a person dies, then their inheritance should pass to their daughter and their son. And therefore, it's mashmor that the only reason why a daughter inherits is only because there wasn't a son at all. However, if there would be a son together with the daughter, then a person's sons would be the sole heirs, and the daughter would not inherit at all. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rapapa Abaya, the Rapapa will ask a question to Abaya, and the actual words of Rapapa will be difficult to understand, and the Gemara will explain this on Amud Beis. And Rapapa asks Abaya, Emo, let us say, Leah's Ben, if Reuven dies and he only has a son, then the son should Yashin, Ikubas, and if Reuven dies and only has a daughter, then she will be the sole heir, Ikuben Ubas. However, if when Reuven dies, he has a son and a daughter, then Loi Hai Leiris, for Loi Hai Leiris, then neither one should Yashin. And we continue on Daf Kuf Yodom Beis, and the Gemara Yisra Papa, Vel Man Leiris, that if you're going to say that the son and daughter should not Yashin, and they are the closest Kravim, then who should Yashin? Otu Bakosh the Master Leiris, do you think it makes sense that the rule of the city should Yashin? And we know that nowadays if someone dies intestate, he doesn't have any Yershim, and his estate actually is cheats to the state, and the state will take over his money. Gemara continues, there are Papa explains, Hachi Kamina, that this was my question, Iku Ben Ubas, if there's a son and daughter, Loi Hai Liris Kulei, Loi Hai Liris Kulei, then neither the son or the daughter should Yashin the entire estate, Eliki Adodi Lirsu, and they should split the estate evenly. Rashbam explains on the second to last line on the Amid on the Kuf Yorman Aleph, the Hachi Kamakra, this is the way to understand the pasuk according to our papa, ish kiyamus uben ein lo im habas, that if a person dies and he doesn't have a son together with his daughter, she yishu shneim ka'achas, therefore both his sons and daughters will yashin together, al habas echidus b'loi ben, but he only has a daughter without any sons, then v'avatam esef nechosim libitoi, then his assets will go to his daughter, ha'esno tavayu. However, if a person dies and he has sons and daughters, yersin kuchada, then they will yashin together, and they will split the estate evenly. And let's keep in mind that if the din is that sons and daughters will Yashin evenly, then there is no difference between having sons and daughters. For example, if Reuven had one son and one daughter, it would be just as if he had two sons or two daughters. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaye, so Abaye responds to her papa, V'itzuch kral hashmino, and hecha delestei el echad bra, l'sninu l'kul inechase, that why would the Torah have to tell you that if there is no sons and there's only a daughter, that the daughter will receive the entire estate, as if you're telling me that when there's a son and daughter, that the daughter is exactly like a son. So l'chari it's pashut, that if there would be only one son, then certainly the son would yashin, and therefore if there's only one daughter, a daughter is exactly like a son, and certainly she'll yashin. Therefore, by the fact that the Torah tells us, ish kiyamas u ben einloi v'avatam es nachlas libitai, it must be telling us that a ben is kodin l'bas, and if a person dies and he only has a son and daughter, then his son would be the sole heir, and his daughter would not yashin, and the only way that she has a right to yashin anything is only if there are no sons. Then we would say, v'avatam es nachlas libitai. Rashbam explains that if we would think that a son and daughter are on the same level, then the pasuk should have stated, ish kiyamas v'zera einloi, unisatam es nachlas le'echav, u'melia dana dim einloi ben, habas tirish es hakol, me'achash hashneim shavim menachla, elavadi lashminon asa, the ben kodin labas, as we just explained. Rashbam continues, v'itzuch lashminon, and the chiddush of the Gemara is, the afagav de'in habas yireshes, b'mokam sheish ben, that even though a daughter doesn't yashin, if there is a son, usalka den chamino, hechad leisa ben, unisatam es nachlas le'echav, then maybe if there is no son, then the daughter doesn't yashin at all, and the nachla would go to his brothers, avaloi lebitai, and not to his daughters at all. That since we know that a mother of a mace does not yashin, the mishpachas aim in a kuyu mishpacha, hachinami aim bita yarshasai, so we would have a hamina that someone's daughter would not yashin him, the aim mishpachas nashim kuyu mishpacha, loy lumai luday kagoin imai, not above him in generations, and for example, like his mother, loy lumati today, and not in lower generations kagoin bita like his daughter, kamash malon verbatim nachlos lebitai, and therefore the Torah has to tell us that even though a son yashins prior to a daughter, but a maisa, a daughter has right to receive Yerusha, and even though through giving Yerusha to your daughter, it is still possible that your estate will actually transfer to another Shevet, as if she gets married to someone from a different Shevet, then her estate will go to her husband, and if her husband predeceases her, then it will go to her children that are also from a different Shevet. The Gemara continues, and from the Rashbam it's mashma that he is gerus, omeli rapap labaya, so our rapap responded to abaya, v'dil mahoka mashmalon bas nami bas yushi, that maybe the Torah is actually being mechadish to us, that even though if someone dies and he has a son and daughter, then certainly the son and daughter would yashin together, but maybe if he only has a daughter, maybe the daughter would not be bas yusha and would not receive any inheritance. And therefore, the Torah couldn't write nusatam snachlosi lebnei lubitai, because you might think that ein chinami, a son and daughter together, could receive yerusha and would split the yerusha evenly. However, if a daughter would be the sole heir, then maybe she would not be entitled to yerusha and would go to his brothers. Kamash malon, the pasuk teaches us uben einloi v'avatam snachlosi lebitai, that even if there is no son and the only one that's going to be yerush is his daughter, that his daughter would have a right to inherit. And Rashbam states, Kol Rabbeisim Mefarshim Kain, that this is the way all my Rabbeim explained this Gemara. However, the Rashbam himself states, V'loi Nehira, it's not Mashma, this is Rapapa's question, as L'chir it's Pasha to the Gemara. Once we know that a son and daughter would be able to yashin together, so then there's no chiluk between a son and daughter, and therefore there would be no chiddush to teach us that a daughter by herself could yashin. And the Rashbam therefore explains that Rapapa's question to Abai is that maybe the entire chiddush of the Pasuk is that a daughter is actually a Bas Yerusha, and she has a right to inherit her father, as one may have thought that the Torah never gave a daughter a right to inherit her father, and it doesn't make a difference if she's yashin together with her brother or if she's yashin by herself. And as Rashbam explains, the Bechorim Kapit Rachmano, as maybe the Torah is makbid that only males should receive Yerusha, Kedekosav, as the Pasuk states, in Satam Eslachlosi Lachi Aviv, that only the male uncles of a person would receive Yerusha. And also, as we saw before, Vekosav Nami Mishpachtoi Mishpachasav Kui Mishpacha Kamashmon De Reshes Havi, and therefore the Torah is telling us that a daughter has a right to yashin. Her papa's question is that now that we see that a daughter yashins, then potentially when there's a son, then she would yashin together with the son, and they would yashin equally. And as Rashbam states on the second of the wide lines in Rashbam, as Dil Mahochi Kamikra, and maybe the way to understand the pasuk is as follows: Ish Kiyomos Uben Einloi Shiyurishim Abbas, that if a person dies and he doesn't leave over a son together with his daughter, then Vervatim is Kol Nachla Lubitai, then the Nachla will go completely to his daughter. Klima Ozeveris Kol Nachla Mishevel Shevet Ali De Bitai Kid Rabbi, I will hechel the ikka ben bada, but if there is a son as well, then in kol nachlo and that curse me shevet zeh, then the entire estate is not going to be nekar from the shevet, as lemaisa the son's portion will certainly remain within the shevet. Umeshum the asur kol hashmina kid rabbi lehavim matz lemichtav lubayu bitai. Gemara continues that Abaye responds to her papa, hahu mi v'chol basi reshes nachlo nafka. We don't need this pasuk to teach us that a daughter has a right to Yerusha, as certainly we know that from the Pasuk in Masai that tells us that a Bas receives an Achla, and if she does, then she has to marry someone within her Mata, and she has to marry someone from her Shevet. And as the Pasuk states, V'chol Bas Yereshes Nachla Mimata Yisbnei Yisrael, Achla Mimishpachas Mata Yaviya Tiyel Isha, L'man Yishu Bnei Yisrael Ish Nachlas Avaisav. And therefore, by the fact that the Pasuk in Pashas Bincha states, U'ben Lein Lai V'vatam Estachlas Elubitai, it must be that the Pasuk is teaching us that when Reuven dies and he has a son and daughter, the son would take precedence over the daughter. And we explain the teretz of Abaya based on the way we explain the question of a papa according to the second pshat in Rashbam. However, Ayin Rashbam in Dibur Maskal Ahumi B'Kol Bas Yereshes Nachla Nafka, that he explains according to the first pshat, the Minosha Minon, that from here we see the Bas Yereshes Kol Nech Servia Kileka Ben Bada to the Bas Bloy Ben Marikra. And as we know, this pasuk is teaching us that if a person dies and only has a daughter and his daughter receives the Yerusha, then the din is that we restrict her and she could only marry someone from a Shevet. And Rashbam continues with Lashon Achron Shepirashi Shaminimia, the Bas Yeshta B'chal Yerusha. We see clearly the Bas has the ability to Yashin, Vavimatz Lamichtav Ishkiyamas Vizera Inlay, Unisatim Snachlosi La'achiv, Vele Itzuchu Ben Inlay, Elahakdim Ben Labas. And as we explain, therefore, this pasuk is coming to teach us that a son takes precedence over his daughter. And the Gemara continues, Rav Acha Ba Yaakov Amar Mehocha, Rav Acha Ba Yaakov says that the way that we know that a son takes precedence over a daughter is actually from the pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, B'negei de B'nei Slavchod, as the pasuk states, Lami Yigar Hashem Avinu Metech Mishpachtoi, Ki Ein Loi Ben, Tenu Lan Achuza B'tech Achei Avinu. And it's Muchach, Taima de Ein Loi Ben, that the B'nei Slavchod understood that the only reason that they have any Taina that they should receive Yerusha is only because their father did not have any sons, and it's Mashma HaYesh LeBen, Ben Koidim, but if he would have had a son, then they understood that son would take precedence and they wouldn't have a Taina. And the Gemara states that that's not a Raya, as Vedum B'nei Slavchod, who the Katmaran Hachi, possibly the reason why B'nei Slavchod actually said this is because they thought that the only way that they would receive Yerusha is only because they didn't have any brothers. However, in reality, even though they had brothers, they would have been entitled to Yerusha, and therefore you can't bring a Raya from this Pasuk, as Nitin Natero Nischat Shalacha, as it's possible that afterwards, when Moshe Rabbeinu actually gave them the Pasha of Nachla, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually taught us that when there's a son and daughter, that they would both inherit equally, and not like they originally thought, and therefore you can't bring a Raya from the Tainus of Bnei Slavchad, which was prior to the Torah being Mechadish to us the entire Pasha of Nachlois. And the Gemara states, Elamachvatar Kedishtim Meikara, and Einachinami, your question is a good question, and therefore Rav Acha Ba Yaakov's Raya from the words of Bnei Slavchad is not a valid Raya. We have to go back to our original Makar, where we learn from the Pasuk that states, Uben Enloi V'Avat Mestachlo Selebitai. The Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, Ravina will try to bring another Makar that a son takes precedence over a daughter, Mehocha, from the following Pasuk, as the Pasuk states to Pashas Pinchas, Hakar Ve'lov, Hakar Karv Koidim. Shpam explains, Yesh Mefarshim, that Karv Darsh, that we're dashing from the Hay of Hakarv, Ked Amar Rava, and as Rava teaches us in Mesechus Prachim, Da Oila, Ilu Vishena, that we learn from the word Ha Oila, that we're referring to Ilu Vishena, Vamina Nami, Ha Yerech, Ha Miumana Shabiyerech, Hachinami, Hakarv, Karv Koidim, Misha Karv Yaisa, Koidim Chaberi, whoever has a closer Korver would take precedence over another Karv, Uben Karv Mibas, Kim Farish Vazal, and as the Gemara will explain, that a son has a closer Korver to his father than a person's daughter has to their father. And the Gemara continues and explains, my Korver to Ben Mibas, and what is the great Korver of a son over a daughter, she can come tachas of Liyadu Steachuza, and as we previously explained, a son is a replacement for his father, Benegayed Din of Yud, and Benegayed Alochis of Steachuza, and the Gemara is that this is not a Korver, as Yoda, Basla Bas Yodahi, that you can't say that it's a Korver of a son over a daughter by the fact that a person's son can do Yud and can marry his father's Amavriya and use the Kesef Kinyan that the father gave to the father of his Amavriya, and L'chari we see that he's acts as a replacement, but that's not a Raya at all, as L'maisa's son is Shaykh to the concept of Yud, but it's not Shaykh for a daughter to go and marry an Amavriya, as certainly a woman can't marry another woman. Therefore, you can't consider this a Maila of a son over a daughter, as Einachinami, if there would be a Pasha where there's a daughter that's Shaykh to replace a father, it's possible that she would have that right as well. The Gemara continues in Yes, Steachuzanami, Mehai Pircha Gufahu, Kaimalei Latana, Klum Yeshivim El Bemakim Shem Ben, that L'maisa, the only way that we know that a son has the right to be a replacement for his father, B'negeid Allah of Steachuza. For example, if a person's father went and was Makdash of Steachuza, then we know that Allah is that if the father himself goes and is Poyded the Sada from Hegdash, then the father keeps it and doesn't go to the Kainim by Yevil. However, the Pasuk states, Machas Asada L'Ishacher, that if the Gizbo would sell the Sada to another person, then the family will lose the Sada, and this Sada would revert to the Kainim at Yevil. The Gemara Mesechtes Erchin is trying to determine what the term L'Ishacher refers to, and does it refer to a son, or does it refer to a person's brother? And the Gemara has a Habmina that it should refer to a person's son, as L'maisa, a person's brother is come tacht of Yibum, and therefore he's closer to his brother than to his sons. And the Gemara states, Kol Klum Yesh Yibum El B'makim Shem Ben, and therefore a son is closer to the father than the father's brothers, and that same svara applies to a daughter, and therefore potentially if a daughter would actually buy this sada from the Gizbar, then Einachinami, it would actually stay in the family, and by Yovel it would go back to her father, just like the din is B'negei son. Therefore the Gemara asks Ravina, that how could you say that we would learn from our Karav Kodinim, but at L'maisa we never find that a son has a greater kurva to his father than a daughter, as L'chur they're exactly equal, and therefore from this pasuk you can't bring a raya that a son takes precedence over a daughter. And the Gemara once again states, El Machfater K'tishalim Eikara, that we have to go back to our original Makar, and the original Makar was from the pasuk that states, U'ben Einloi V'vata Misnachlase L'bitai. It's important to note that even though the Gemara stated that we would have a Hamina, that a daughter has the same status as a son, B'negei Steyachuza, however L'maisa that's not the halacha, and L'maisa once we know in our Gemara that a ben is Koydin L'bas L'Yerusha, and as we learn from U'ben Einloi V'vata Misnachlase L'bitai, therefore as Rashbam explains, U'mahashta Ikal Midrash Minega B'Steyachuza, the Bas B'mach Ben Ka'achadamya, when comparing a daughter to a son, a daughter is considered like an Acher, and therefore she has the same status as a person's brother, and if she goes and is pointed to the Sada, then the Sada would revert to the Kainim and would not go back to her father at Yovel. And the Gemara continues and brings another Makar as to how we know that B'negei Yerusha, a son takes precedence over a daughter, and if there's a son and daughter, then the son would Yashin and the daughter would not Yashin, as V'yibayis Eim Mehacha, as B'negei and Eben Knani, the Pasuk states in Pashas Baha, V'silchatum Oysam L'vnechem Achreichem L'resh Zachuza, since the Pasuk could have stayed L'zaracham Achreichem, so therefore we learn out, B'nechem V'loi B'nei Seichem, that if there are sons and daughters, then the son Yashins the Eben Knani, and a person's daughter would not Yashin the Eben Knani together with her brother. However, Einachinami, if there would be no brother, then as we explained previously, then certainly a daughter would have a right to Yashin her father and would Yashin the Eben Knani. The Gemara continues and asks that how can you be medayik from the pasuk that since it doesn't say the word lizarachem, therefore we could Yashin b'neichem v'le b'nei seichem. El me'atan, if this is true, then when the pasuk states in Pashas Ekev l'man yir b'yumeichem v'yumei b'neichem, hachinami b'neichem v'le b'nei seichem, would you also say that since the Torah didn't say l'man yir b'yumeichem v'yumei zarachem, therefore we should Yashin that this bracha will only apply to your sons and not your daughters? Certainly it wouldn't make sense that the Torah gave this bracha only to sons and not to daughters, and therefore certainly when the pasuk states the word b'nechem it means your children, and therefore when the pasuk states v'sachatma yisrael b'nechem hachichem, maybe it means that you'll give it over to Yerusha, to your children, and even if they are sons and daughters, that both the sons and daughters would yashin evenly and equally. Gemara answers bracha shiny that b'negei the pasuk of l'man yir b'yumeichem v'yumei b'nechem, then the Torah did not have to specify v'yumei zarachem, as it would be pasha to everyone that when the Torah states b'nechem it means your children. And as Rashbam states, l'chol yisrael mevarach v'lo yitzuch l'michtav zarachem, the svari he, the bein abonim, bein abonis koi, the ein bracha l'chatzoyin, havel gabi Yerusha, im isa de bonis yorshois, b'mokim bein, havel l'michtav zarachem. However, since b'negei Yerusha, there is a svari to think that a son should yashin and a daughter should not yashin, and as Taisa states at the top of the Amid, that we always have this svara, because salka daitach, the lab bas Yerusha he, mishum de masebis nachla, the b'no b'ilu yorshnoisa, therefore the Torah would have to be clearer and would have to use a lashon zarachem, and since the Torah states v'snachatam isel l'vnechem achreichem, therefore we could bring a raya l'vnechem v'lo b'nei seichem, that if there are sons and daughters, then the son takes precedence over daughters. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the first category was ve'ilu neichlun manchilin, and we already discussed the first two examples of avas abonim v'abonim esav. And the Gemara continues with achim and av, which teach us that paternal brothers yashin from each other and then moirish to each other. And let us point out that certainly it's pasha to the Gemara that if a person doesn't have sons and doesn't have daughters and he doesn't have a father, then certainly the Yerusha goes to his brothers. As the pasuk clearly states in Pashas Pinchas, bim ein loy bas v'misatam esnach losay le'achov. However, the Gemara now asks minolon that how do you know that this only applies to paternal brothers, and if there's a brother that's only from his mother, then that brother would not receive Yerusha and would not be merged to him either. The Gemara states, Amar Rabba, the Rabba explains, Asya achva achva min b'nei Yaakov. We learn this based on Gzeir Shavra from the word achva that states b'negei the children of Yaakov, ma'al alon min'av v'loi min'aim, and just like b'negei the 12 Shvatim, although they weren't from the same mother, but since they were from the same father, the Torah calls them brothers, so afka min'av v'loi min'aim. Similarly, b'negei Yerusha, where the Pasuk tells us, v'me'in le'bas, and v'satam esnach losa le'echov, it's referring to brothers from a father that are not brothers from the mother. And we see that the dinim Yerusha specifically apply to paternal brothers, but if you're only a brother from your mother, then you would not be Yerush and you would not be Meirish. Gemara continues and asks for Lumli that why do we need this Gzeir Shavah mi mishpachto v'Yerusha yisaksiv, that l'maisa the pasuk b'negei nachla says that Yerusha goes to his mishpacha. As we previously mentioned on Daf Kuf Tasa raise that since the pasuk in Bamidbar states lo mishpachos lo mevayis avosam, therefore we see that the term mishpacha specifically refers to mishpachas av and not mishpachas aim. And as we learn, mishpachas av kui mishpacha, mishpachas aim in a kui mishpacha. And certainly the dinim of Yerusha are only applicable to your paternal brothers and not to brothers that are only from your mother. Gemara responds in a chanami that really that is the way that we know that Yerusha applies to paternal brothers and not to maternal brothers. And in a chanami, when Rabba brought this gzeir shava, it was only brought in order to teach us the halacha b'negei yibum. As the pasuk b'negei yibum states, ki yeshu achem yachtov umes echemhen uben ein loy. And one may have thought that the mitzvah of yibum even applies to a maternal brother. Kamash Mulan, the gzeir shava teaches us that the only time that yibum applies is to a paternal brother. A maternal brother cannot do yibum. In addition, if Reuven dies and didn't have children and he only has a maternal brother, then his wife would not be zakul yibum either. She would be mutter to get married and she would need chalitzu yibum. And we will stop over here.